Hello, friends and folks, and welcome to another episode of the Johto Quorum as we reassemble once again to pass judgment on the world of Pokemon. I kind of expected Alan to say something.
I'm Six Detmar, and that's Alan. Hey, Alan, how's it going? Good, thank you.
Oh, you don't even need me. Okay.
No, you don't even need me, because you're just going to start the podcast without introducing me and my beautiful self.
I paused to let you introduce yourself, oh, and you just didn't do anything.
That's more.
There was a very long silence.
Yeah. Well, the kids won't hear the very long silence. They'll just hear.
Yeah, they will. I'm the one who edits this.
Oh. Wait, can I edit this one?
No. In fact, it's not. Well, you tell you what, they won't hear a very long silence. They'll hear an elevator music cover of The Girl from Ipanema.
It's the Johto Quorum. It's everybody's favorite Pokemon podcast. The show that just won't quit. And this week, we're still cooking things up for the ultimate Hoenn finale crossover extravaganza. The Fireside Friends, part one of the extravaganza, has already begun, where we set the first part of our multi-tiered inside joke up that people will have to listen to all of the podcast to fully understand.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it was.
It was, well, you're going to have to go back and listen because part two of it is right here. What's my favorite dinner food?
Banana?
Nope. So that's part one. Part two is in Fireside Friends. And then part three is going to be in the crossover. So you really got to read all the side comics to fully get it.
Wow. It's amazing that the author is lost on this one.
The author?
Yeah. I'm helping to make this, and I'm lost.
Okay, well you can guide me back into place since we're not talking about Hoenn Pokemon this week. What the heck are we talking about?
So, all right, we were like, hey, let's, you know, it's been a while since we did like ranking, because like, I mean, I guess technically we do ranking every episode, but the ranking is just like dog shit or passable, which is, you know, the world's not binary, neither is gender. So, I was thinking like, hey, what can we do? How about we do surf? We do the move surf, and we're like, hey, sometimes Pokemon can learn surf, but you don't want to surf with those Pokemon. That would be an unpleasant experience. So let's find a list of the top 10 best surfing Pokemon, the best surf experiences, right?
Top surfers. Number one, Kelly Slater. Number two, name literally any other surfer.
Tony Hawk. Yep. He probably was on a surfboard once.
Almost certainly.
I bet he was good at it.
Tony Hawk surfing. Yes. Confirmed. Tony Hawk did surf at one point.
Alan Wake. That's the Wake because he's a surfer.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a list here of every Pokemon that can learn surf from Bulbapedia. Thank you, friends at Bulbapedia. And we're just going to go through, and we're going to have a rolling top 25 until we get through the list. So by default, well, you know what? We're going to be able to say that some Pokemon, like I was going to say the first 25 will just automatically go on the list.
Mm-hmm.
But like, let's be real. We're going to know some of them. We're going to look at them and be like, there's no way this makes the top 25. There's just no way.
Right.
This is pure fantasy. This is delusional. It's insanity.
Get Pelipper. Actually, don't get Pelipper out of here. I was going to say just easy instant cut.
It's got a big mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing, is do you want to surf inside of its mouth?
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we're going to start by talking about the Pokemon that learn surf by leveling up. There are Pokemon who just learn it normally.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Surfing Pokemon, like, you know, Pokemon with surfboards.
Yeah. So, let's start off like right at the top here. Psyduck.
See?
Psyduck is not very big.
Psyduck is not very big at all. This is so good because this is like a whole different way of classifying Pokemon. It's our rule that we're limiting ourselves to the first three gens?
No, we're just doing the whole list.
Okay.
Because here's the part of it I forgot to mention that I came up with at work, is if we get to you, right, in the normal quorum, and we're like, oh, well, fucking, you know, like, I don't know, Rayquaza, fuck Rayquaza,
yeah.
Right?
Wait a minute, Jesus, okay, sure.
Which probably won't happen, but, you know, if it did, then it'd be like, wait a minute, but Rayquaza won the best surfing Pokemon mm-hmm. and can cash in that card to stay on the list. Like, ranking here is valuable. The number one spot is going to almost certainly get kept unless there's a very strong argument. The number, like, 10? There's still some wiggle room. You could still get cut, but you know, ranking here is a merit for future quorum action.
Also worth noting, all of these Pokemon that you're about to mention that learn Surf by leveling didn't learn it by leveling until Sun and Moon. So it takes visiting the Alola region to realize, oh, I can stand on this board and I can make water appear under me. Like, what is Surf?
I think the main thing is that it takes, I understand the lore answer you're giving. The gameplay reason is Alola is the first region where HMs don't matter.
Oh, no, the real answer is it's not. They don't learn in that. It's Gen 7, but it's in Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee that they learn these things.
Ooh.
Which is even more interesting. But
I like that the shorthand for Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee is P.E.
P.E. You know, when you got to go to gym, you got to go to the gym with your Eevee.
Gotta get swole.
Exactly. I don't know. Well, Psyduck's small. That's the problem, right? But that's why when you were like, we should name, like, best Pokemon to swim on, I was like, on is an interesting choice of word there.
Well, the thing is, Surf is a method of transportation. I mean, like, you could, like, if you want to say, like, you could hold Psyduck's, like, tail and trail behind, mm-hmm. I think that's valid, but I don't know that still wouldn't be a very good experience, I don't think.
Yeah, you gotta answer the question now of, like, when this Pokemon does Surf, what is it physically doing? Because you have some later that clearly aren't water capable, but if they Surf, they'd have to somewhat be able to traverse water, because we understand that it's something where you travel along water, and that's basically it, and then in the games, the animation is just you make a wave appear. So you're kind of picking from something really abstract to determine how this works. So I can't fathom a way that you could surf with a Psyduck and have a good time.
Yeah, I think Psyduck, or excuse me, yeah, Psyduck is not, it's not so bad that it needs to stay off the list, because currently there's nothing on the list, but I imagine it's not going to last.
Yeah, fair enough. Are we going to go down all of the Pokemon that can learn Surf, by the way?
Sure.
There's so many.
I mean, we can do some quick hits, right? We don't have to do a full discussion on some of these, right?
I was just worried because I know the kids, you know, have a limited commute time and no podcast can be longer than a commute, according to that New York Times article, remember?
That's how that works.
That's how it works. Oops.
Golduck.
I could see myself riding with a Golduck.
Golduck's still only, like, 5'7". You'd have to, like, I think you'd have to, like, wrap your arms around Golduck's, like, stomach.
And I will.
But then that would impair Golduck's swimming ability.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, it's more like physically swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of these are clearly doing something to make water appear or work with water, like Tentacool, for example, is not just swimming. But yeah, okay, I agree. I don't think Golduck can swim. I don't think Golduck's gonna swim.
Yeah, so also not a great option here.
But Tentacool and Tentacruel, I think the idea of surfing on top of, like, the head of a Tentacruel would be so fun. How big
is
a Tentacruel?
Here's the thing.
We always forget.
Well, I almost don't think it matters, because I am gonna say that these would be terrible experiences, because they're poison type.
Yeah, that might be bad for you.
You're gonna die.
No, the top is safe.
Why do you think that?
Because it's got the little orbs. You just sit on an orb. Or between the orbs.
Yeah, those orbs are definitely not sacks of venom.
No, they're like psychic orbs. You know that.
It's not psychic.
I know, but they do psychic things with the orbs. This is dumb. this argument.
Yeah, I think Tentacool and Tentacruel are both low tier.
Really? Okay, but I want to keep Tentacruel on the list. Tentacruel too small. I can't sit on a Tentacruel's head.
Okay. Well, again, they're all going on
Everyone's
the list
going
for
on
the
list for now.
So,
yeah.
Yes. Slowpoke.
Slowpoke and Slowbro actually are both surfers.
Slowpoke is too small.
Slowbro would hurt your butt.
Yeah, Slowbro, I think, actually should be the first one to not even make the list, because that thing would just bite you, and then you'd have a fucking, like, pretend Shellder, a not real Shellder.
I was going to say, if you call that thing by its name, it's Shellder, damn it.
It's not.
It's not Shellder. Fake Shellder.
That's so, fair. Yeah. Let's not put Slowbro on the list. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make it. Doesn't even make the initial list.
The next one's too easy.
But, like, it's also, like, yeah.
Good.
It's Lapras.
Did you know? I don't know if we were watching Gundam Unicorn when we did this, but Lapras' name in Japanese is Laplace. It's
yeah.
Lapulis, obviously. But, like, wait a minute.
Yeah, the Lapras box. Yeah.
Thank you. You just got me to yelp. Jesus.
So Lapras
has to be top
obviously tier. Obviously so far the best one.
Of course.
I will say that shell probably not the most comfortable thing to sit on, actually.
There has to be a part on it that's comfortable.
I mean, I think it's probably not terrible, uh-huh. but it is like hard.
I also know? If I want to like go fast, like have you six you live on the West Coast, have you like done much stuff on the water? Like have you ridden boats or yachts or jet skis or any of that?
Sure. I mean, not jet skis, but
you've been
water,
on boats and yachts before? I think that the size of the vehicle matters and also the speed. Cause like, I would love to ride a jet ski once or twice, but I wouldn't travel on a jet ski. I travel on a boat. So if I'm traveling, I would ride a Lapras, but I still want like a jet ski equivalent.
I see. You that's an interesting, saying? So your argument is not necessarily that Lapras doesn't make the top 10, but like also there's a circumstance under which you'd say like maybe this Pokemon isn't as good as Lapras, but is a different kind of ride and thus deserves to make the list.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
If Sharpedo's on this list, then Sharpedo's the one I'm thinking of specifically.
I don't think Sharpedo would be a great time, but, well, I guess actually it's provably a great time. It's in the game. Anyway.
So is Lapras.
Squirtle.
You'd have to grab the tail, right? You'd have to like.
You'd have to grab the tail.
And I don't want to hurt the Squirtle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same problem for Wartortle.
Uh huh. Although Wartortle would probably go real fast, like Sonic. And then Blastoise is too busy trying out for the football team, the fucking varsity team. He's doing his best and not succeeding.
I mean, Blastoise would be a better ride than the other two, though. Blastoise is still.
Sorry, the Blastoise slander is my favorite thing that we did in Gen 1, maybe. Just not fair. I mean, it's fair because they don't exist anymore, but it's fine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, okay, so Blastoise, like, face backwards, the cannons fire for propulsion, and you just hold onto the shell?
Oh, like, it's going backwards? Like, ass first?
I guess he wouldn't be able to see where it was going.
Yeah. It would have to have some sort of propulsion, but I can't think of one. So Blastoise, no, I'm going to say no to that.
Okay, that's fair. I understand.
Because otherwise it would just, like, it would be more comfortable than Lapras, potentially, but, and you could just, like, hang on to the cannons, but it doesn't seem like it would go very fast.
Mm-hmm.
This is such an interesting little game we've made for ourselves. The next pair of friends.
Nidoqueen and Nidoking, again, spiny poisonous.
Yeah,
that'd be
no
bad.
Way. No way.
Again, I think I'm leaving them off the list because anything that would hurt you to ride mm-hmm. is not on the list. Doesn't even make the initial. So, no to them. Poliwag is definitely too small.
Yeah.
Poliwhirl is also too small.
Uh huh.
What's Poliwrath like? What's the Wrath situation?
What is the Wrath?
4'3", still too small. They're all too small.
Yeah, you'd have to grab onto the back and hope for the best.
And, like, Poliwag's the only one with a tail, so it's the only one that could do that kind of, like, yeah.
It's, and this, what this is making me realize is, like, within the Pokemon universe, trainers are using their Pokemon to surf all the time. Like, all the mm-hmm. time. And so some of these Pokemon that we're not, like, you know, putting on this list... are being used for surf, and I'm just imagining somebody hopping on their Poliwrath being like, go! And it just kind of, and it like does its best, but it really doesn't have a lot of room to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like it's a bad time for them.
Ooh, we got one good now. We got a good one. We found one.
So Seal's kind of small.
Seal's teensy, but dugong.
I think Seal still makes the list, because I could see, like, a kid could ride a Seal, right?
That's
like a pony.
Yeah, that's a kiddie ride.
Dugong would be a great ride. Maybe
Dugong.
a little slippery, I think. You'd slide off because, like, you know, seals have a very, like, sleek body, very sleek fur.
Uh-huh.
And sea lions, I could easily see you, like, sliding off as it swam. But if you could manage to stay on, I think it'd be really fun.
I think the fun thing with riding a dugong is it occasionally would like leap into the air, which would be fun, and then it would also like dip underwater, which would be briefly fun. And then very
also
scary.
I think you could even have situations where, like, I mean, if dugong was feeling adventurous, just it's water ice, just like freeze a little ice ramp and do a sick
oh
jump.
My god, I love
hit
it,
hit a ramp.
I want to do an ice jump with dugong.
So I definitely think, yeah, dugong is on the list and likely gonna stay there. Yes. that's a good shelter. No, what? No,
you mean the back of a Slowbro?
It shelters 1 foot, 9 pounds. Let's round up. 9 pounds, and doesn't have any means of propulsion.
Even Cloyster?
Cloyster has, like, the opening and closing of, like, its big scary nightmare thing.
The void.
I guess it could, like, flap them together like wings and propel itself. It'd be a shitty experience. And also, what would you hold on to because it's made of spikes?
The top, like, horn spikes? The left and right one?
The middle one. The one that's like
the actual outward horn?
Yeah, well, you know what it's like.
I do know what it's like.
Just the positioning of it. You're like, okay. All right. You did that. 4'11", though. Decent size.
True.
Okay, Cloyster. I mean, I don't think you're going to last, but I'll let you on. Let's see here. Kick it next to Krabby. So, Krabby and Kingler.
Yeah.
Let's see, looking at size. Krabby, just flat out, no. Krabby, that's not going to happen. Kingler is bigger. How much bigger? Kingler's 4 foot. So you could hold on, like, you could hold on with both hands. You could hold on to the horns of a Kingler and dangle behind as it walked along the bottom of a body of water, which is probably your best bet because it can't, like, swim. So I'm gonna let it on the list because it seems like it seems doable, but it also seems like you could only do very, like, shallow water, because if you're trying to, like, go along the bottom of the ocean, you would drown and die. And then also, it just doesn't seem very pleasant. It doesn't seem like a great time
just
here.
Just another spiky friend that if you tried riding on a Kingler. I mean, maybe if you, like, hooked you in one of its claws, then you could just hang out inside a claw.
I mean, there's still the problem of being dragged along the bottom of the seafloor.
True. We've never seen a Krabby or a Kingler, like, swimming on water.
Yeah, because it's just, you know, it's like how crabs are. They just run along the bottom. Mm-hmm. So, problems there. Not great.
Lickitung actually absolutely needs to stay. Just gob me up. Just put me on the tongue. Lay me on the tongue. Roll it up. And then Lickitung swims with its hands. Six is mad right now. I can hear V, like, sighing in the corner.
I'm putting Lickitung on the list. Good. I don't want to talk about it. Yeah. We'll remove it later.
This would be great. I would love to get ridden around on a Lickitung, inside of a Lickitung. Rhydon's one of those ones that I've, like, I think I've seen video of a Rhydon surfing before.
Mm-hmm.
It's great that it's a ground rock type that can learn a water move. That's fantastic. Oh, yeah, Rhydon using surf. It's, like, the first picture in its wiki page. So the way it surfs is it rides it like the water is a surfboard.
But not even, yeah, it just sticks its feet in the water and goes. What?
That's how I swim.
That doesn't make sense.
How do you swim?
I my whole body's in the water, and I, like, make swimming motions.
Don't not keep someone, I know we're going to keep them on the list, but don't not keep someone because their swimming method doesn't make sense. It's Pokemon. Nothing makes sense. One of them's a big tongue.
Yeah, and I want to cut that one. Did you miss that part?
But we didn't cut them from existing, so they're valid. That'd be a fun kind of thing.
Protests.
That'd be a fun kind of thing. Is like top five. Like we do like another type of Pokemon podcast with the remaining Pokedex, and it's like choose your starter. Bulbasaur.
The starters did okay. You know,
Bulbasaur, Torchic, which evolves into Mega Blaziken, or like. I don't know what's a good one, or Popplio, who will absolutely stay, my son.
Okay, I'll keep Rhydon for now.
Yeah, keep Rhydon for sure. You gotta keep Kangaskhan. Same swimming method, same exact swimming method.
The kid is not going to have a good time.
Get the kid out of there. Put me inside.
Or like you share.
No. The kid has to leave. The kid has to go on their own and get a job.
Okay, well, then Kangaskhan is not, like, I'll put it on the list again because we're still, that's only 21 now, but not going to stay for very long because you're displacing a child.
You're right. I don't want to displace a child. If you don't, then I won't fit. I don't know how big that pouch really is physically. I mean, Kangaskhan is 7 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I mean, so you couldn't fit it. No, you could fit your legs in there. That's about it.
Yeah, and I'd certainly be too heavy for Kangaskhan to hold me, but
I mean, try. Listen, Kangaskhan's a tough lady.
It's true. Big facts. Cutting Kangaskhan?
I mean, again, leaving it on for the moment just cuz you saw
former slots.
But like it won't last. Horsey.
So Horsey is small. I think this mini game that we've created has a slight disadvantage, a pretty significant disadvantage to small Pokemon.
This is a mini game that they created by teaching this creature to be a bearer of humans, to be a transporter. Like this is not our fault. We're just bringing the truth here.
It's a foot tall. It's not 17 pounds. It's not going to hold me. It's not going to hold anyone, unfortunately. It can surf itself. I mean, go rough for a ride. I'm going to take you for a ride. I think if Cedra's 3 feet, 55 pounds. I would grab onto the back of Cedra's, like, fins.
Mm.
Go for a ride.
That seems... Yeah, I mean, I could... Well, but then how would it swim? If you're holding onto its fins, that's how it propels itself.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, shoot.
So both Horsey and Cedra, I think, are not having a great time here.
Ooh, the fish can't go either. So unfortunate. The Goldings and the Sea Kings?
I mean, there's enough body there. You could hold on to the horn. No. I'm wrong.
It's okay, Six. It's okay. Sea King is 4 feet tall. You could hang on to the little top flappy, and then it swims with the back and side flappies.
Okay, so now we have 25 with Sea King. Mm-hmm. Now when something comes on, something's going off.
Oh, shoot. Okay, well, I gotta keep the list up. Now we go. Okay,
Staryu. Good. Staryu's doable.
How? You grab the back?
I mean, like, we see Misty swimming on it all the time, right? It just uses the two bottom legs and you hold on to two of the top ones and sort of wrap around the middle one.
Oh, yeah, that seems kind of fun.
So I'm saying we cut, okay, at this point, let's cut Horsey because obviously too small.
Can't swim. That dog don't hunt. That fish don't swim.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is that I would say keep Staryu, but maybe don't put Starmie on the list because, like, there's a lot going on that might be spinning.
Yeah, the way Starmie moves is by the back one spinning like a propeller, which is bad for bodies.
Humans.
Flesh. Yeah, I don't feel like that would go great for a potential rider. No Starmie there.
Do we even need to talk about Tauros? Excuse me? Tauros
Why can Tauros surf?
Not in Gen 1, but in every other gen, Tauros can learn surf.
Why?
I have no idea. I think it's, you know, the boring reason is it's based on body type. They classify or not, yeah, body style. If you go to like the list of Pokemon by body style on the wiki, they just put everything that's in a certain body style as surfable. It's probably something Taurus's body style that is surfable.
I mean, I guess you could just like it could just like you could grab you could wrap your arms around it or even sit on one because they're pretty big and then it just kick its legs.
Leggy.
I don't think it would be very fast, but, you know, it'd be super a stable slow. Ride.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, it's how you got, like, oxen across the river, you know, like, when you're, like, pulling a fucking wagon. So I guess there's no reason it wouldn't work. Who goes off? Who's Tauros replacing? Poliwag, another one of the two tinies.
Easy ones, yeah.
Okay. Gyarados would be a great time.
Oh my god, yeah. Also, you just fly every once in a while.
Yeah, Gyarados would be really fun. Especially Mega Gyarados, but, you know, Gyarados just be like a bullet.
Get Tentacool out of here. Give me Gyarados. I hope it's comfortable to ride on the back of a Gyarados. Yeah, it's got space for you.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's 21 feet tall.
Yeah, long. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Long. Let's see. No, we're finally cutting an evolution. You did it, folks. We got your letters.
Vaporeon.
I don't want to swim in it. Wait, maybe. Actually... This could be fun.
I mean, it's better than Squirtle.
Yeah. Certainly.
You know what? Let's cut Psyduck before Squirtle. Because Psyduck doesn't even have, like, it just has arms and legs. Like, how is it even gonna... It's... No.
I mean, I just have arms and legs and I swim kind of good.
No, you don't.
That's not true. You never seen me swim yet.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I saw that video on your YouTube channel.
Whoa, what's my YouTube channel link?
Kevin.Derek.Biz.
God, we have three names that we can think of. Quick. think of the third one. What is it?
Mark.
Okay, Kevin, Derek, and Mark. The three boys. I can't wait till we talk about the Reggies. Kevin, Derek, and Mark. The next two are fossil friends. Ammonite and Amistar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't stand how cute Ammonite is. It makes me so mad.
Too small, though.
Way too small.
Untenable. Amistar.
Too pointy.
Too pointy and still pretty small.
Very small. Ooh, not Kabuto. Kabuto's got to get out of here, but...
Kabutops is only 4 feet and made of knives?
I mean, you're right.
You know, it might be a superior experience to... let me see here. It'd be superior to Squirtle. What about Kabutops on here as a Squirtle?
Sure.
Let's see. Snorlax can swim.
I think Snorlax would be a lot of fun, actually.
I think Snorlax would just, like, float on his back and occasionally just sort of, like, paddle
a little bit with one arm or the other. Oh, my God, yes, you just sit on the tum?
That's actually a very compelling experience.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Again, that's a cruise. It's not a speedboat, but that's a really chill cruise.
Yeah, I think we're getting Snorlax over Krabby here.
Oh, God, I love Snorlax so deeply.
Wow. Surprising upset here. I mean, not that, you know, we lost. But, you know, didn't expect Snorlax to. So, Dratini, too small.
Yep.
Dragonair would be really... It'd be interesting. I think too long and slithery. There isn't much that you could get purchase on.
Well, the thing is... Dragonair is fast, but like you said, not a comfortable sitting experience. Dragonite, also fast, a comfortable sitting experience.
What if Dragonair's so long, what if it just wrapped you up in like a warm, like little cocoon?
And yet Lickitung holding me inside of its tongue would be disgusting.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's verbatim the same thing. You just basically
said
back
and there's no difference between a blanket and a mouth, and you're incorrect.
I mean, we'll let the voters decide. Oh, wait, we're the voters on this. Shoot.
Dragonair is a good one. Dragonite is better. I will grant you Dragonite is better.
It would be so fun. He's just like catching water in its mouth, and you're like, blah, 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 blah. You're okay, Dragonite. You're going to be fine.
Okay, so Dragonair replacing Shellder. Uh-huh. Dragonite replacing Wartortle?
Yes. Yep, yep, yep.
Okay. Let's see. Mew.
Mew, Mew. Oh, man, that'd be kind of fun.
Mew's, again, very small.
Oh, my God, it's a foot tall. I definitely we've had this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Mew's tiny.
What? I guess the Mew in the movies, like, broke my brain.
Yeah, I don't know.
How long has Mew been a foot shit, though?
A foot shit?
A foot.
That's a good question.
Comma, shit, comma, though, exclamation point, question mark.
All right, well, thank you for the clarification. Yeah, I think Mew doesn't make the list.
You think Mew doesn't make the list?
Correct.
That's valid. Sorry, now we move into Gen 2.
Yeah. Wow. We're making waves. Totodile doesn't make the list.
Oh no.
Too small.
Just Frolic. Croconaw doesn't either. Way too small.
Yeah. Yeah. Frolicator.
Frolicator. You know.
Frolicator would be okay.
A bit pointy, but you have handholds.
Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, you know, 7 foot, there's probably enough space for you to avoid the pointies.
Just purchase, yeah.
Yeah, so I think over Poliwhirl, we can get Feraligatr on here.
Sorry, Poliwhirl.
I'm not. I mean, I'm never sorry. That's just a truism. Sentret and Furret would both suck.
Way too small.
Chincho, way too small. Lantern is an interesting one.
Oh, sure. You'd be underwater, though.
Well, I mean, I'm sure a lantern could go just, you know, like a submarine at like, right above the water, right? Uh-huh. Like, the head poking up a little bit, but still, like, mouth underneath to you know, get oxygen. Quite a lot of body there, so you could get, you know, comfortable purchase. And, hey, you're doing some night riding. Lantern's got you lit. It's good.
Oh, yeah. It's got a little, yep. It's got that built in.
Yeah, so I think Lantern's a pretty good pick here. You want to kick off Kingler or can I kick off Lickitung?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Meryl, too small. Azumarill. Actually, wouldn't be. No, 2'7". Wow, how is it that small?
Well, just think of it as an inflatable. It's a moving inflatable. It's an inflatable that can control itself.
You're not wrong. But is it good enough to make our list?
Top 25 serverable Pokemon? No, absolutely not.
Okay. All right.
I just want to say that's the argument for why small Pokemon could stay, is that you just have to hold on because they do the work, and that's kind of nice. Like, it doesn't have to be something you physically ride on. It can just be, like, a grab on and go for a fun little joyride.
I mean, they're not disqualified based on that, but I think if you can't ride on them, then they're disadvantaged strongly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Politoed, the first of the Poli line that could actually pull it off, I think.
Oh, I think so. How big are we talking?
3'7". A little hard.
Mm-hmm.
A little
mm-hmm.
difficult. No, not making the list.
No, nope.
We're not doing it.
Sorry.
Wooper, no way. Quagsire. So here's the thing about Quagsire. 4'7" and enough body that theoretically could happen. Quagsire is infamously lazy. You would not get anywhere.
But it's also slippery.
Yeah.
That's my
mind. Very slippery. Quagsire would be great if you want to float around a pool and then fall off occasionally and be frustrated. Which you don't.
My cousin recently bought this. It's like a jet engine that you, like a handheld engine, and you like hold down the side. It's like, what's the thing on a motorcycle that you hold on to? Not the handles, but like the thing that's on the handle.
The throttle?
Yeah, there's like little throttles. Yes, there's little throttles on it, and it just like pulls you forward. And I kind of imagine Quagsire being like that. You just hold his arm out, and then you get throttled forward.
Okay, I can see that. Except for that it would not, like, you'd crank it up all the way, and it'd be like, okay, now I'm going 5 miles per hour.
Right.
Okay, great.
Fair.
Well, sorry, 5 knots. I'm sorry. We're aquatic here. We're going naval. Slowking? No.
Really?
Well, actually, let's re-examine my... So, the crown actually provides 2 very convenient handles.
Mm-hmm.
It's 6'7". I think actually Slowking could work.
Size wise, it actually does fit. Yeah. What are you holding on to? This the tummy? Like squeeze the tum?
I mean the horns. The horns on the crown.
Oh yeah. Well then you can also turn it. You can steer it.
Mm-hmm.
You found it.
But you don't need to because Slowking is psychic and also unbelievably smart. So it just knows where you want to go.
Can't relate. Yeah, it just knows. You just think of where you want to go, and then you go, oh, I love that.
And you're like, why do I always end up at Denny's?
Yeah, so I always end up at Denny's. I'm like, let's go to work, and it like takes you on a circular route, and it goes, I took you back to bed. You clearly wanted to stay in bed today. And you're like, damn it, I did. You're right.
All right, I'm putting it on over Slowbro. Slowpoke, excuse me. Slowbro never made the list. Right. My bad. Quillfish, it's a spiky blowfish.
No,
that would suck.
Garbage.
Sneasel, again, made of knives. No way. Corsola, nah.
Not fast enough.
Remoraid, it's a tiny piranha suckerfish. Yummy. That would be unpleasant.
Octillery would be rock and roll, though.
Octillery would be interesting. Well, let's see.
How would it propel,
2 foot 11. It's pretty small. Well, I mean, you know, how octopuses, you know, they sort of like bring their tentacles together. I don't know how to describe the motion, but they kind of undulate.
And you hold the little horns? Not the horns, but like little dots on its forehead.
Those don't seem like you could grip them well enough.
So do you have grip on it?
No. I think Octillery would have to spare an arm or two for you, and then it wouldn't be able to get propulsion. I don't think Octillery makes the list.
If you take an arm from an Octillery, is it an armory?
I don't think so, but that's a clever joke.
Thank you. I made it.
You could tell because of the way I delivered it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think Mantine would be delightful.
That would be so good. I want that.
I am kicking off Tentacool for Mantine.
What are you holding with Mantine? You could figure it out. It's big.
And you could do the antenna there. You could sort of drape your arms over it. You could just position yourself over one of the gills, so every time it breathed in, it sucked you in, but also didn't get enough air.
Yeah, it's like gasping.
Don't do that. That's bad. That's abuse. Don't do that. Let's see here. Kingdra. How much bigger is Kingdra? What are we looking at for Kingdra? 5'11". Kingdra could work.
5'11", you said?
Mm-hmm. You see anyone you prefer for Kingdra there? Vaporeon, maybe? Is this Vaporeon's time?
Yeah, get Vaporeon out of there.
Okay.
Yes.
Miltank.
Bah. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going with no on that one, actually.
I can't even fathom how that would be comfortable.
So here's an interesting one, Suicune.
Yes, keep, 100%.
But, like, how does that... I mean, I guess it's just doggy paddles, right?
Well, it's magic. So it, like, kind of...
Oh, it's magic.
You didn't think about that.
You know, Suicune is so... Never believe it's not so.
Suicune's the jet ski. Suicune's the jet ski that you want in your garage. Because it can just leap over water, so you could just ride it like a horsey and jump over the water. That's one thing.
I mean, at that point, why don't, you know, like, okay, the best surf Pokemon is Pidgeot, because you fly.
But no, it's specifically, Suicune doesn't fly, but it runs on water, which is an exciting sensation, like a jet ski.
I don't think it's like a jet. I think it's an entirely different thing.
Or like,
I think it's still valuable.
I think the momentum would be more like, not jet skis that you would ride, but the jet skis that you like put on your feet. Are those
different? I think those are water skis.
Water skis, yes. It'd be like water skiing. You'd be doing a lot of bouncing. But otherwise, it can also just like put a bubble around you and keep you able to breathe underwater, and then it could just like swim like a dog.
Okay, so cut Blastoise?
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right. Tyranitar.
That dog don't hunt.
No. Lugia, though.
That's interesting.
That's a good experience. I mean, like, we've seen Ash ride a Lugia.
Yeah, but in water?
Yeah.
I mean,
Ash rides, I mean, in Pokemon the Movie 2000, The Power of One.
Thank you for getting
forget.
It right.
Ashlight rides a Lugia as it goes underwater. You can see that, like, the little fins on its back, like, fold down when it goes into submarine mode. Mm-hmm. And, like, you can also see its, like, seamless transitions from, like, underwater acceleration where it's very fast. It can go along the surface. It can hover. It can switch seamlessly from flying to swimming to back again. Lugia might be the best experience here next to Suicune. Lugia would be great.
Yeah. It's designed for this.
Mm-hmm. I will say not the best riding experience, just because, like, you know, again, it's like arms around the neck, which is not the most convenient way. But comforting. I mean, better than Kangaskhan.
Yes, absolutely.
So
we've mostly gotten rid of the people that didn't actually need to be on the list, which is good.
Wow, there's still a lot.
We need to figure something out. This podcast will go for 2.5 hours.
Wow, yeah, we're far in. Okay, you wanna stop at the end of Hoenn then?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because that's fair. We're only up to
like
Hoenn,
morally yeah. wrong to go past Hoenn in these little games.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
You know what I mean? I mean, whatever. If we disagree, we disagree. Like, that's allowed. We're allowed. We can still do it in other games, but I like the idea that we're building to a full Pokemon list. Obviously, we know everyone exists, and we reference future stuff constantly, but I don't want to, like, ever open the wiki page for, like, Swanna. I had to look up another Pokemon.
Yeah, anyways. Okay. Mudkip... No. Marsh Stomp? No. Swampert? Doable.
Swampert doable for sure.
Actually smaller than I thought. 4'11". Not that big.
4'11". Yeah.
It looks like a big boy. Not that big.
Well, because it's hunched. Usually it's hard to get a good look.
Well, but all their measurements are like stretched out.
True, but what I mean is that's why it's hard to, like, you didn't know that.
Oh, I see what you mean.
It doesn't look its full height.
Mm-hmm. So I doesn't know on any of them, actually. I mean, not, you know, Swampert would be doable, but not better than anything on the list, except for maybe Feraligatr, who is probably not going to last.
Kingler's still on the list.
That's true. You want Swampert over Kingler?
Sure, for now, let's do that.
All right. Zigzagoon and Linon? No, why are they on here?
Linoone,
excuse me.
Although Linoone definitely was my main surfer for most of Gen 3.
Well, that's embarrassing. Yeah. Lotad and Lombre, of course not. Absolutely. Ludicolo.
Sit in the hat?
It's not big enough. It's 4'11", so the hat isn't that big.
I wouldn't fit in the hat.
And I'm just going to say no when we can move on, because I don't want to talk about Ludicolo.
Yeah, no. I prefer not to.
Pelipper.
Again, just the reason I mentioned this earlier was because Pelipper is at the top of the page for Surf. Mm-hmm. You just have to sit in the mouth.
The mouth probably isn't big enough, though. It's only 3'11", this creature.
Hmm.
You'd have to do the thing where, like, you fold your body in two, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're doing, like, yoga. And then that'd just be a weird experience.
Deeply so.
I mean, like, I guess, you know, great for people who love like, claustrophobic vor.
Yeah.
Specifically. But I'm not that person, are you?
No, no.
Or are you willing to admit that you are on air?
No, that's the I'm other not question. Willing to admit that I am on air.
Here's a weird one. Exploud's on here.
Oh, what's the method?
Yelling? I don't know. I don't understand. It's just I don't see it. I guess it. No, I don't know. I don't buy it.
I would just bet it swims like a big person. It would swim where it kicks with its legs and arms.
Sure. How does Makuhita swim?
Same thing, but it's got its fists closed, so it's kind of going against its own current all the time.
Unlike Hariyama, who would actually probably be a very good swimmer. Those
yes.
Big hands.
Or Hariyama could be the situation. I know you're the one. We literally made that joke when we talked about Hariyama.
I felt it and I didn't do it because of that. Because
you're the smart one and I'll go for any low-hanging fruit. Hariyama would probably do, like, surf on top of the water.
I think probably, I mean, it's almost 600 pounds. I don't think that would work.
But then how would it surf?
It'd do a breaststroke.
Oh, okay.
And
that would be hard to grab onto.
Yeah, not very accommodating to a person. Azrael, obviously too small. Aggron's an interesting one.
Oh, yeah. I definitely taught my Aggron surf at one point. I don't know why I remember this. I remember like which Pokemon I taught surf. But
so Aggron has like the little shoulder blades, which you could hold onto. Mm-hmm. Fairly big, so you could make that work. I feel like Aggron would actually be okay.
Oh, I never noticed how comfortable looking those shoulder blades look to grab onto. They're like little handles.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's not bad.
Not bad at all. I'm going to keep Aggron.
But what are we cutting for Aggron?
I mean, how funny would it be if we cut Rhydon for Aggron? That'd be hilarious.
I'm here for it. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'm going to call you out. You did spell Gyarados wrong on this list.
Did I?
Gyarados. You missed an A.
Oh, you're right.
Fun. I did. Oh, I always forget that, too. That's why I noticed it.
Carvana, no.
No. Sharpedo, I get it. I mean, they show it in Sun and Moon.
Right.
That's how it works.
Right. It's a jet ski. But that does require other equipment.
True.
And we are, like, so that's why it's a ride Pokemon, not a surf Pokemon.
Oh,
obviously, can't learn surf.
You're splitting
so
hair.
That's a distinction. Is I mean, like, a lot of these ones that we've cut, it's like, no, all you need is special gear to make this work, right? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, no, Squirtle would be great. All you need is a sled. And it's like, well, then fucking, what are we doing
Don't
here?
Don't give me Squirtle. Yeah.
Right.
Or, like, a team of Squirtle, like you're, like, in the like, the guy with the wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Balto.
On the other hand, Sharpedo goes 80 miles per hour.
That'd be fun. If you want to travel, you got to take a Sharpedo.
Yeah, I think you could, like, drape... You could still do the, basically, the Jessica thing. You wrap your arms around the big fin.
Yep.
You drape your legs over the small one, and it just fucking goes.
And it can't bite you. And not that it would if it's yours.
I mean, it could bite your toes.
And that's okay.
Yeah, we're here for that. Replacing... Who?
Tauros.
Staryu? Tauros, good.
Get the
good
fuck out of here, kid. God, there's a lot of water types in Gen 3.
Wailmer and Wailord.
Love it. I want, actually, Wailord, F out of here. That's not a yacht, but like, what is that even? Like, what's the biggest boat you could be on?
I mean, it's like a battleship.
Yeah. Literally, it's like a battleship.
And you sunk mine.
But Wailmer would be fun for one person. You just sit on top and it bounces. That's what it looks like in Gen 3. When you use Surf, you ride a Wailmer.
Okay, I'll buy Wailmer.
You can you can put your feet up. You can get kind of comfortable. I mean, hold on. How big is Wailmer again? Six feet. But it's round and it's really heavy. So and it's buoyant. So this would be fine.
So replacing Kabutops with that, because Kabutops is too spiky for this.
For sure.
Barboach, no way.
Nope.
Whiskash, don't do it.
Not a good idea. Don't recommend it.
Corphish, Crawdant.
Nope. Feebas.
Burn them with fire.
Feebas, no. It's too small.
Yeah.
Melodic.
Yeah, Melodic, I think you could pull it off.
Yeah. That
could be kind of fun. Again, you do have the issue of holding on. Like, I think the hair you could technically hold on to, but I get the feeling that would hurt Melodic.
True, like the eyebrow hair?
Yeah, like, imagine if someone was, like, if you were carrying someone piggyback, but they were instead of, like, riding on your shoulders, they were holding on to your hair. That would suck a lot.
Like me, it went on top of my dad's shoulders when we'd see fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds unpleasant. I don't feel like Melodic would do great.
Yeah.
Though I guess we do have the coil argument again, right? Could coil up like Dragonair?
Kind of wrap you up in the back of its tail.
Mm-hmm.
And we did keep Dragonair.
You want to do that over Seal, who's too small?
Yes.
Okay. Seal, too small. Celio, still too small.
Mm-hmm.
Walrein,
you're in business somewhat. 4 feet, though.
Walrein is doable.
True.
Would it be worth it?
I mean, what would riding on a freaking... What is Walrein again? Walrus? Duh, I'm stupid. What would riding on a walrus even be like? Like, what? Like, are you going underwater a lot?
Yeah, walruses have a lot of, like, up and down motion to their swim, so I feel like you'd be, like, in and out and in and out and in and out of the water, which I feel like would be very disorienting.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it'd be a great time.
No, I'm going to say keep Walrein out of here. We have a lot of good picks now.
Yeah, Clamperl, Huntail, Gorbis, no.
So, Huntail and Gorbis, I definitely think we should cut. But if I could get a surf board that was in the style of Huntail on one side and Gorbis on the other side, super down to clown.
Except for we still have to cut that fucking Little Mermaid bikini. That's still not okay.
True.
Relicanth is cool.
I'm going to ride on my grandpa's back.
Yeah, it seems like that. I mean, also, it's one of those, like, bottom of the ocean kind of creatures, so that's rough. Not that big. Yeah, I don't think that would work. But what about Love Disc?
What about Love Disc? You would Could grab you onto it. I mean, how would the mechanism work?
You'd be wrapped up in its love, baby. Carry you in the red string of fate, wrapped up in affection.
Wow. I guess we're going to have to keep Love Disc just so that Six doesn't do this voice
Bonds
ever again.
You can
again.
Never break. Yeah, we're cutting Love Disc.
Oh, good. Thank God. All
right. Latias and Latios would both be good?
Yeah. I mean, you do literally ride them in Gen 3, but that's like for flight. They're planes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me
Under
let me
on water, they're probably skimming. Like Suicune.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're very similar to Suicune, but not as good, frankly, at it.
Yeah. No, once we get to ranking, it's definitely Suicune over one of these. If I had to pick one, I'd pick Latios just for the coloring.
Yeah, I think Latios is the one we keep.
Mm-hmm.
And we're replacing Cloyster, because I don't know why it's still here.
I was going to say the same thing.
We're getting there. We got two more.
Mm-hmm.
Kyogre.
Wow, we haven't gone to Kyogre yet.
But 14 feet—that's a big boy.
No, we haven't gone to this Pokemon yet. But I'm just now surprised. Like, I would have yelled at you on the podcast for calling them Kyogre, but now I'm gonna look up the Japanese pronunciation and see who's right.
I think it's like Kyogre.
It's Kyoga.
Kyo. Oh.
Kyoga. So. I like it when I'm right.
It feels good.
Hmm. Interesting. That's just guessing.
That is wrong. What its name is in Japanese. What I just sent to you. If you know your practice your hiragana. Yeah, Kyogre would be great.
No, not a lot of... I mean, okay, so... Its body's too wide for you to wrap its arms, your arms around it.
Uh-huh.
Do you, like, hold on to the two little back finnies and sort of trail behind it?
Well, I know. I think it's big enough that you could sit on it. It's 14 feet, bud.
That's a... Yeah, you know, you're right.
It's a
you're
large
right.
lad.
That would be a pleasant experience.
And it wouldn't even have to go underwater if you don't want it to. Like, it could just be, like, halfway through the water, kind of flapping, and it forward propels itself by aerodynamics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not wrong. Okay.
That's a lax experience, so that's very like cruise ship.
Swampert or for alligator, which one of these are we? Or wait, Poliwrath is on here.
Get
what
Poliwrath
the hell?
Out of here, please.
No way. All right, and then we have our last one, Rayquaza.
I was worried you were gonna call this one Rayquaza. Do you want to know what it is? I can't do this yet. I want to tell you what it is in Japanese, but I can't. I'm not allowed to because we haven't gotten here yet.
Rayquazy.
Yeah, it's Rayquazy. No, I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's got the arms, so it could hold you.
23 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Big.
I feel like it would be like a smaller version of like riding like Shenron from Dragon Ball.
Oh my god.
It'd just be like going in and out of the water, and it's just so long, and like it'll like sort of like you're like on its tail, and it goes down, and you're like, I'm still above water, and then the head comes up and scoops you up, and now you're on the head, and it keeps going.
In an alternate universe where we did a Dragon Ball podcast instead, where we read one chapter of the Dragon Ball manga every week, and then we had weird side episodes, I think a fun one would be like side characters we most wanted to see get more fleshed out. Number one, of course, being Lunch, and then number two maybe being Shenron. No, number two,
I mean,
being
Shenron gets lots of good content.
Number two being the android from the original Dragon Ball that looks like Frankenstein's monster.
No, number two, of course, being the farmer with the shotgun.
See, this is the podcast. We'll start a Dragon Ball podcast, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, probably not.
Unlikely.
Yeah, Rayquaza would be all right. I feel like it'd be better than Melodic or Dragonair. It's like the better version of that experience, right?
Yes. Amongst all of these, it's like the fastest and biggest.
So which one of the Melodic or Dragonair? Which one are we cutting?
Melodic.
Okay. Now we have our list. Our list currently, this is 25. We will cut it down to 10, and then we will make it, you know, ranked. Kingdra, Golduck, Gyarados, Mantine, Slowking, Lapras, Wailmer, Dragonite, Suicune, Sharpedo, Feraligatr, Kaig.
Taiga. Kyogre.
Kyogre. Okay. Rayquaza, Dugong, Dragonair, Latios, Snorlax, Swampert, Lantern, Aggron, Lugia, Staryu, Seadra, Goldeen, Seaking.
Oh my god, we kept Goldeen and Seaking. Wow, good on ya.
Just slipped in under the radar.
Cut both right now.
Yeah, neither of them are making the top 10.
Nope. Of course not. I can just rattle off a couple of cuts for you if you want.
Sure. Let me boop, boop. Okay. Oh wait, why did it no
that's hold on.
Bad thing.
Oh, we're watching Google magic happen right now. Live on the Quorum.
Okay, Goldeen Seaking gone. Okay. Staryu gone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like I just had a million. Feraligatr, out of here.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Aggron gotta go.
Slowking gotta go.
Slowking gotta go.
Honored to be nominated.
Kingdra, Golduck, Gyarados.
Seadra's on here. No.
Yeah, you already got Kingdra on.
Swampert, no. Golduck?
Golduck should probably go, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's just so many better contenders.
Yeah. Gosh, now we're getting down to it.
Yep. Kingdra, probably. Kingdra.
I do think Mantine has a handhold issue.
Really?
It's just too big and flat.
But so is Kyogre.
But Kyogre, you like, has rounded edges you can wrap your legs around.
That's true. Okay, fair enough. Don't you dare cut Gyarados. Put my son back. Okay.
We're down to 14. We have four more cuts we need to make.
Gosh, we are now in the tricky time. I guess cut Lantern.
The light argument is really compelling to me.
The light argument that you made.
Yeah. I think we cut Dragonite, actually, because we've already got Rayquaza, who does a better job of that
idea. That's true. For, like, going fast, yeah.
And I think we cut Latios because of Lugia, who I just pronounced like the villain from that movie.
Lugia.
Wait, I cut Dragonite, not Dragonair. Whoops. Let me fix. Dragonite.
Wait.
Gosh, we need two more cuts here.
Okay. No, wait. I thought you meant to cut Dragonite, not Dragonair.
I meant to cut Dragonair, not Dragonite.
Okay.
Because Dragonite
said Dragonite
has more
out loud.
Of a battle.
I understand. Okay, it's fine.
Whatever. Dragonair is the one that would be worse of a ride because Rayquaza is more of that experience.
We just need to cut two more.
Honestly?
Hit me with it.
I'm looking at this list.
I know what you're thinking.
Lapras.
Oh. Whoa! Hello?
Hard shell.
Yeah.
Bumpy.
Okay.
Like, I'm sure fine, but, like, there are some exciting rides. Like, if you want, like, a nice chill ride, we got that. We got your Snorlax.
I mean, do it. I just can't believe we are the podcast that said, here's the Pokemon that are the best for surfing. Lapras, get out of here. Amazing. Iconic work.
I cut Wailmer and then we'd have our 10.
No way. Wailmer's one of my top 5, bud.
Really?
Yeah. I would rather you cut Dugong over Wailmer. No, I wouldn't, because the ice argument is so good.
The ice argument's really good.
This is tight now.
Wailmer's too round.
Orb.
It'd be like trying to ride an exercise ball through the water.
Who's your relaxing ride now then? Lantern?
Lantern, Snorlax.
Okay, fair enough. Snorlax I forgot about. Yeah, go ahead. Snorlax saved you.
Alright. So now we have Gyarados, Suicune, Sharpedo, Kyogre. I'll get it. Kai Kisuke.
Yeah.
Rayquaza, Dugong, Dragonite, Snorlax, Lantern, Lugia. I think Lantern and Dewgong have to be at the bottom.
Lantern, Dewgong, yeah. Dewgong might. Okay, for now. For now.
Just because it's so slippery.
Keep Snorlax towards the bottom.
I feel like Snorlax would be a really great experience.
It'd be fun, sure. Okay. Sharpedo up there. Keep him top three.
Okay. Gyarados, I think we oversold. Gyarados would be fine.
Yeah. No, no,
I think Gyarados is lock him down, yeah. Say like number six, yeah, number seven? Number seven?
Ooh, go. Over under Dragonite though.
Yeah, you're right. It'd be better than Dragonite.
Better than Dragonite. Now Lugia or Rayquaza?
Lugia'd be better than Rayquaza, yep. For sure.
Okay. Number four, sure.
I mean, better than
Kyogre. Okay, sure. I'll give it to you. I like this list as it is. Actually, don't touch this list. Suicune number one, perfect, nailed it.
Snorlax needs to move up.
Okay, fine.
Snorlax is your big over friendly Gyarados? Float. I mean, yeah.
Okay, over Rayquaza.
I would say over. I would say over Rayquaza.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Not Kyogre though.
Yeah,
not over Kyogre. But yeah, it's just like the Snorlax is just your big slow floating friendly friend. You just have you have. Fucking margaritas while you're hanging out on yeah. Snorlax
with
Jimmy Wobbuffet.
Thank you.
I got you. Yeah, this list looks pretty good to me.
Except the part where you formatted it weird. Can you fix that? Thank you. My brain was not liking that. Right now we're looking at Suicune number one, Sharpedo number two, Lugia three, Kyogre four, Snorlax five, Rayquaza six, Gyarados seven, Dragonite eight. Lantern 9 and Dewgong 10. I would put Dewgong over Lantern. In fact, I would do that. I would put Dewgong over Lantern just to make a really good list.
Yeah, okay. I'm here for it.
Is it Lugia or Sharpedo at number 2?
I think it comes down to sitting, like the writing posture.
Uh-huh.
Lugia has a lot of things going for it, as does Sharpedo, but Sharpedo has a place for you to put your limbs, and Lugia kind of doesn't.
Right. That's fair. And then...
So I think that's sort of where we fall on that.
I'm personally really happy with Suicune. Are you okay with Suicune at number one?
Yeah, I think, I mean, running on water sounds great, and then, like, can...
You got plenty,
hang on.
You got plenty of places to sit. You got plenty of room to sit. You got something to hold on to.
You do have all room to sit.
Yes, you do. It's like a horsey.
I said you do.
Yeah, you do have room to sit. It's like a horsey. Mm-hmm. It's so fast. So if you're trying to get somewhere, you get there in like 2 seconds.
But at a certain point, you're barely surfing.
But it's using the ability surf. What is this?
Technically.
What is this? What's that thing that they reference in that one podcast that's like the study of words? Starts with an S. I can't remember. This is the word for what we're doing right now, which is when you split hairs based on like what does the word actually mean and all that stuff.
I mean, like, I'm not saying kick it off the list. I'm saying kick it down to number 3.
Oofa doofa, under Sharpedo and Lugia? Under Lugia? Mm-hmm.
Under Lugia. I mean, Lugia is... Lugia's a great time.
Igo. You're being Igo right now, Six.
This is what they tell me.
Do you want speed or comfort? Suicune has to be above Sharpedo if you want speed. Period.
Wait, what? Suicune has to be above Sharpedo
if
you want speed.
If you're judging them by how fast they swim or they traverse water, Suicune needs to stay above Sharpedo.
I'm judging it purely on how much fun that would be.
Yeah, this is a summer,
I don't.
Summer
I think
podcast.
I think Suicune is fun, but at a certain point you're like, I mean... Is running on water that different from running on land? I'm not really getting that much of water. I'm getting a little bit of a water mist from how fast, you know, Suicune's paws are hitting the water. But, like, I'm not really getting that water experience. Sharpedo, you're like, you know, like, check it out. I'm fucking playing, you know, the Nintendo jet ski game that I can't remember the name of right now.
Hydro Thunder?
Yes. No. No.
Nintendo one?
Yeah.
Oh, you're thinking of Wave Race 64.
Yes. I'm thinking of Wave Race.
Mm-hmm.
He's just playing Wave Race, and that's sick. That's fun. And then, you know, Lugia is just like, fuck out of here. You're just like doing all these dives. You're flipping into the air. You're doing all kinds of crazy shit.
Okay. I'll give you this.
Suicune down to three?
Yeah.
Okay, our final list. From 10 to 1, Lantern, Dewgong, Dragonite, Gyarados, Rayquaza, Snorlax, Kyogre, Suicune, Lugia, Sharpedo.
You're at the beach, you're there with all your friends, your 9 best friends, and everyone gets their hop on their Pokemon and go for a big ride in the water. Have a great time. Go very fast. You can jump on the Sharpedo's back. It'll nibble, and then it'll take you super quick across the ocean. But not too quick that you're not having a good time.
And also, your legs are still in the water.
Yeah.
You know?
You and everyone could honestly just get on Lugia together and have a good time. You could ferry people along on a Lugia and charge money for it. Same thing with Kyogre. Snorlax, if you're not trying to get anywhere, just taking it ease. You can just sit on that tum. The best inner tube of all time. Rayquaza, that'll get you where you need to go. You set a destination, you get comfy, you'll feel like you're in a Peter Pan. Gyarados, same exact thing. Dragonite, Bawoo. Dewgong will make 6 stunts and do like a 360 off of a ramp that it makes out of ice.
And it'll apologize when you fall off over and over.
Yeah, Dewgong. And then Lantern, when it gets laid out and people are like lighting fires on the beach and making s'mores, you can still be riding on your Lantern. You got a little light.
All right, that sounds like a good argument for me.
Yay!
That sounds like we got it all figured out.
It does. This is great. I'm just the beach vibe is good. Are you a beach person, IRL?
No.
Didn't think so.
Had this weird feeling, huh?
I lost it. I used to like it. Mm. But now every time it's offered up, I'm like, I'll go. I like the sun sometimes in limited doses.
I used to like the ocean, mm-hmm. like as in like not just not like the beach. I would like to go where there were waves and like not surf, but just go out in the waves and feel the waves.
Right.
And then like, you know, I don't know, I stopped doing it. So now I burn more easily. And also I have a lot of like gnarly ass scars and it's just like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. There's a lot of like. Beach body anxiety stuff is definitely mm-hmm. present. Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. But this beautiful Pokemon world we've invented where you can surf on all your friends is a good one.
All right. Well, I think we're ready to call it here for this episode of the Johto Quorum. Alan, where can people find your work and your efforts?
Hey, kids. The ball shakes 3 times. It looks like you caught me. My name is Alan. I am a Pokemon trainer and a podcaster. You can find me on the Chats podcast, Chats the Television podcast, where my friend Magellan and I watch 2 episodes of a cult classic TV show every week. We are really ahead on that podcast, so go check it out. We're watching Babylon 5. We have almost wrapped up season 4, and we're going to have some guests on soon. It's really great. And then you can also support us at patreon.com/chatspod, chatzpod. And you'll get some fun bonus content over there. As a crossover promo, the aforementioned Fireside Friends is another podcast that I do with my friends Ryan and Katie. And literally the day of this recording, we just put out episode 50 of that podcast, where we had Six and Jen on talking about Enter the Spider-Verse.
And entered the Spider-Verse, and we may never escape again.
That's a really fun episode to listen to. Just because, you know, it's 5 people who definitely, like, enjoyed the movie and spent the entire time criticizing it. 100% of it. Not entirely, but it's definitely a fun discussion. And I was happy to get y'all on there. And hopefully next time we are able to get Ryan and Katie on here to wrap up the Hoenn-dex.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
Mm-hmm. And you'll finally get the conclusion of the favorite dinner food joke.
Is that what the joke is?
Yes.
Is it corn?
You really got to go back and listen. It'll all make sense, I promise. Six, what are your plugs?
So if you want to find me on Twitter, I'm at SixDetmar, SIXDETTMAR. Pin tweet there will show you all the shows that I do. And may I specifically shout out that you should go to scanlinemedia.com to check out all the free shows except for Oops More Anime, which is on Patreon. You don't have to pay for that one. It is free, though, and on Patreon. But you do have to pay for Oops All Anime, which is also on Patreon, and it's a good show. Mm-hmm. You should check it out. That's it. That's the stuffs. But Alan.
Yes.
What is it that we say on this show?
Well, kids, get your sunscreen on, hop on a ride, hop on a surf Pokemon, and this is a game for kids. So let's be adults.
Peace.
Bye.